Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Today's topic is entitled, A Common Criticism of the CAPM is that it is, again, a common criticism of the CAPM is that it, I'll tell you what it is. I'm gonna come right to the camera right here with you, family. Okay, I'll step back. Honestly, listen, family. Honestly, this is my opinion. A common criticism of sometimes when people get the CAPM, they think automatically they should be a project management. Wish I had like project manager. And only reason why I know that is because that was me. Because when I got the CAPM, I'm like, yes, I got the CAPM, beautiful certification. Would I advise you going forward and getting it? Yes. But it was one of those things where when I got it, I was so super excited that I have an opportunity to not just display my project management skill set through actually running projects, that I also was able to show through a certification that, hey, I am dedicated to my craft. I am someone that is looking to grow as a project manager. However, the criticism is that it's not the PMP. It doesn't, if someone, I'm gonna be honest, and again, family, you know, we keep it transparent right here. We keep it all the way 100%. And one of the things that I've noticed is that people would think, well, since I got the CAPM, that's almost equivalent to me getting the PMP. No. Reason why is because the PMP is situational versus CAPM is more knowledge based. It touches on the domains of the knowledge that you know, where the PMP, I mean, is situational to the point where, you know, I think it's 3 years. Is it 3 years? I think it's 3 years that you have to be a project manager before you can even take the PMP. Again, and I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll put it up in the text afterwards. But there's a requirement of having X amount of years versus with the CAPM. You don't have to have 3 to 5 years or whatever the number is for the PMP, because it's one of those entry level certifications as a project manager. Everybody wants to be the expert. Nobody wants to start off to take the entry level items in which to be the expert. And I don't want to be your guru. If anyone ever say, hey man, you're a guru. No, you know, and the only reason why is because I'm steadily learning. I'm always learning. But anyway, some of the common criticism that I have here again is that it's not a situational test like the PMP, and or it's not one of those where it's similar to the PMP as far as you get the status and stature when someone sees you have a PMP. Because anyone who's taken the PMP knows how, I don't care what anyone tells you, the PMP test is hard, but it's doable and you can do it. And I believe that you can do it. Another one thing is that I always hear this from some of my friends that want to transition from the careers that they were in into project management. And simple note, family, I will be talking about some of the resume mistakes, or talk about resumes as far as if you're switching careers or you're already a project manager, because I've done both. But some of the feedback that I get is that once they get their CAPM or their CAPM certification of associate project manager, the feedback that I have is, well, I can't find a job in project management now. Okay, what jobs are you looking for in project management? Because when you say project manager versus a project coordinator, they're different. And I have a video, you know, talking about that. Is it be up here or here, one of the two, I don't know. But a difference, like when you take the CAPM, most of the time you're considered a project coordinator, or, and now they have a business analyst certification, but back then it used to be around a business analyst, meaning like you have the knowledge, you have the domain knowledge, and you may have run a small project, but you've never ran a medium to large type project with millions of dollars I've had projects where I've had 50 to 100 stakeholders on one project that, as I'm switching, and sometimes it's like as I'm switching out this, you know, as we're moving forward in the project, and I no longer, let's say, need this set of group of project stakeholders. Now I'm switching to a new set of projects. So it's just the whole thing. I'm saying all that to say this, family, is that I do understand the feedback. When you get to CAPM, you think automatically you're going to walk into a project management position. But I challenge you and I push back in saying, if, you know, would you want somebody that has never led, you know, a project before led a project before to step in as a project coordinator? Now, it may be good. It may be good practice for them. It may, you know, but I've seen sometimes where that can help and that can hinder the future project manager. It can help them because if you have the motto that I've shared with you about when my father threw me in the deep end, where it taught me right away, I got to figure out how to swim. And of course, he was right there in arm's reach. But the point of what I was making is that sometimes companies will have that motto where they'll say, okay, well, either that person is going to sink or swim. Simple as that. And when you're in that environment, you're already stressed because now you're learning aspect of project management that they may not have taught you in that book. You're learning aspect of project management that coach or that teacher that may have taught you is not aligning of what you're seeing here. So that's why one of the criticism is, well, man, hey, I got the CAPM. Why can't I get in this project management role? Why can't I be leading, you know, multi-million dollar projects or leading huge groups? Because you don't have the experience. You can't skip the line without that experience. Well, let me take that back. You can skip the line, but I promise you, I'm willing to bet you, if you want to put up money in a secure bank account, that it will be more challenging for you as a project manager compared to going through the process. See, people don't want to respect the process anymore. And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, to each his own. But when I say respect the process, I mean respect the process of being a project coordinator or a business analyst or a project analyst or something that is not the project manager, so you can partner with the project manager and learn his or her style. And then you take that style and you model it to what makes sense for you. So when you have these criticisms about the CAPM, that you have an expectation of, just because it's sort of like a young kid that just, you know, just turned 16, 17, got their license, they're expecting to jump into a Tesla or jump into a Ferrari or whatever. We're like, oh, you think I'm going to put you in a car like that? And you don't have any experience on the road. You don't have any experience how to handle if a car is coming at you. Do you stay there? Do you understand what defenseless driving? I know there's a difference between when they talk about it in the book. That's why I always say knowledge is awesome, but honestly, applied knowledge is king. Applied knowledge is great. So that's when I look at the CAPM, where I see a lot of people criticizing the CAPM because they expect, because they took the CAPM, that they are certified project managers, which they are, but they are associate project managers. They're not the project manager what I truly believe that they were looking for. So with that being the case, family, when you're on this journey, enjoy it. I'm telling you, I have been enjoying this process of starting off with getting the CAPM and then transitioning from the CAPM, capturing the PMP. And I will give you a backstory. I also have my MBA in project management. And because I have my MBA in project management, again, I'm not trying to brag. You know, I don't do that. I mean, I hope you don't, you know that. I'm just, as Les Brown would say, I'm just trying to impress upon you, not impress you, that the fact that I have been and I'm dedicated to this craft. I almost thought about, I'm going to go over here and do this. But how easily this comes to me now, because I've been doing it for a decade or more. It's like, when I say easily, being able to have the talking points and give you some of the bruises that I went through that they didn't teach me in the book, that they didn't teach me when I got my CAPM or my PMP. I had to actually go and live through it. And that's why I truly believe, and I don't want to speak for the Project Management Institute, PMI, but I believe that's why they put the 10-year longer. And again, I need to look that up. I do believe it's 3 years, though, 3 or 4 years. That's why they want you to go through that. Because when you've been a project manager for about 3 or 4 years, oh, man, you've learned you learn so much. You start learning about money. You start learning about people. People really more than anything, because you start learning kind of, you know, what gets them motivated to move forward, what demotivates them, how do you know, when do you push, when do you know, sit back and wait. So being able to have a people skill set, and my most important one that I love, and you guys are probably going to talk about me as we go on, but I don't care anymore, family, because I love to communicate. And being a project manager, you have to have the skill of communication. I'm steadily developing the skill of being able to be a better communicator, because when you have the communication skill set, it allows you and opens up doors for you that you could never imagine. This has been your boy ED. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.